It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Sled dog racers in Alaska's wilderness must push through bitter cold, sleep deprivation, and changing conditions with the course and their dogs. We explore the experience of mushers with two recent finishers of the Junior Iditarod, and a race organizer is here. And you can be part of the conversation. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Emily Kroll is a board member of the Junior Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Emily, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we have 16-year-old McKenna Vanderhoof, who is a dual resident of Wisconsin and Alaska, a junior at Shell Lake High School. McKenna, hello.
Hi.
Yes, and 17-year-old Morgan Martins hails from Brule, Wisconsin, junior at Northwestern High School. Morgan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Morgan, let's start with you. How does it feel after finishing second in this year's Junior Iditarod?
Well, it was a fantastic race, and Junior Iditarod is a race that you'll never forget. It's 150 miles across Alaska with 10 of your best friends, and it's an incredible experience that very few kids will ever have, and it's pretty awesome.
Those 10 dogs are absolutely your best friend during that time. Can you just give us a sense of how alone you can feel out there as you go through this race?
Yeah, the loneliness and the isolation is a pretty huge factor when you're running long distance sled dogs, especially because these 78-mile runs, we do 78 miles, then we rest for 10 hours at a checkpoint, and that's where you see people every now and then, and then we run 78 miles back. And in those 78-mile runs, you are hardly seeing anybody. Like, my 78-mile run home from the halfway checkpoint, I did not see a single other musher. And we were out on the trail for 7.5, 8 hours. So it's a very big factor, and you just got to make do with what you have and just keep pushing forward.
Make do with what you have. McKenna, you finished higher in the rankings this year than last year. How did you feel at the end of the race?
I was very relieved that I finished this year and did a lot better, and I was happy to be able to see my dad and to have finished, and yeah.
When you are out there alone on that race, you know, what goes through your mind? What are you thinking about as you pass those hours?
If I'm being honest, I usually just think of very random things, and my brain kind of just goes all over the place.
Yeah. What do you think is going on with the dogs in this race, and how do you connect with them throughout to know that, you know, that they're doing okay and that you're all together with the same plan?
Yeah. When you give them breaks, you have to go up there, you have to pet them all, make sure they're all doing good, make sure they're not hurting, and usually they're still pretty excited, so you can be excited with them, and you just have to really know your dogs.
Emily, from the view of organizers, how did this year's race go compared to previous years? I think this was the 47th Junior Iditarod.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate this year. Some years we deal with the different temperature change and kind of right down to the wire of like, okay, are we actually going to be able to have the race here? It's never a question of whether we're able to have the race. We always make sure something happens for the kids. But in different years, we have actually had to either move the start within the general location, or in extreme cases, we've had to move it a couple 100 miles north, just to make sure it does happen. This year, we had a little bit of a warm-up in the week prior, but nothing that made us concerned about having to move it. So we were definitely fortunate in that aspect. All in all, things went pretty according to plan.
I wonder, is this race like a gateway to the full Iditarod, or a gateway to getting teens really hooked on sled dog racing?
Yeah, so it is a qualifier for the Iditarod. Iditarod does have a certain set of standards in which a musher needs to fill out a report card to make sure they're qualified. Junior Iditarod is the youngest 150-mile that would fulfill that report card. We also follow quite similar rules, and then our mandatory equipment to make sure the mushers have everything they need on the trail does also mimic that of the Iditarod.
And it's just a lot longer, the full Iditarod.
Yeah, yes, Iditarod is 100 miles. However, our first leg, so our first 75-ish miles, does follow right into the first checkpoint of Iditarod.
I wonder, Morgan, what support does the Junior Iditarod provide to racers to ensure that you stay safe along the way?
There is a lot of support that goes into keeping the junior musher safe and arguably more importantly, keeping the dog safe. So I know the trail crew, the trail boss, put out about 1,200 trail markers along the trail, and he did the same thing last year. So he works very hard in making sure that we know the trail and so that we don't go off the trail. Although there have been some cases where mushers are super sleep deprived and it's cold and you just nod off and you miss a trail marker and you take a wrong turn. So they help keep us safe in that manner. And they also provide all the food that we need. We had some sandwiches at the halfway point, and there's also vets at every single checkpoint that we pass through. So Junior Iditarod does a very good job at keeping us and our dogs safe and healthy.
McKenna, how do you feel about mushers like carrying cell phones, for instance, in an emergency?
I think it's a good idea to have it, even though the service doesn't usually allow to make calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is a good idea for mushers, especially younger ones, to have phones just in case something does go wrong and you need it.
McKenna Vanderhoof there, and Morgan Martins. They are two Wisconsin teens, recently competed in the Junior Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Emily Kroll is with us, one of the competition's organizers. Call in with a question. Share your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A pair of recent finishers of the Junior Iditarod Sled Dog Race share their experiences navigating Alaska's backwoods, alone with their dog team, steering into Arctic blasts and changing course conditions. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Wisconsin teenage mushers McKenna Vanderhoof and Morgan Martins are with us, along with Emily Kroll, Junior Iditarod race organizer. Emily, how do these teens typically prepare for a race like the Junior Iditarod? What is the training regimen like?
Yeah, oftentimes they start in the fall with four-wheeler training. A lot of that is more focused on the shorter runs, building up muscle. And then as we hit snow, we transition over to sled. For some, I know down there, it was a different year with the low snowfall, but thankfully we had good snow up here to make sure the dogs had the miles that they needed.
Yeah, and for the dogs, can they do this immediately, or do they too need to train and gain that mileage?
Yeah, oftentimes it starts with those shorter runs and then building up kind of over the weeks and months. Typically, for the 150-mile race, just like endurance marathon runners, you're not going to need to train an actual 150-mile run. We'll build up typically more to the 40s and 60s, do some overnight camping to make sure not only their bodies are conditioned, but their brains are. Oftentimes you'll see some of the younger dogs, they like to play when it's time to bed down. but that's also something that we need to teach them how to do, how to run, rest, repeat.
But it's so fun. McKenna, you live in Wisconsin most of the year. How does being here in Wisconsin affect your training for the Junior Iditarod?
My dad has our dogs up in Alaska, so unless I go up there for a holiday or just for whatever, I can't train the dogs. So I have to try to train my body. So I have to go to the gym, and you also have to train your mind because it's definitely a mind game. Doing the Junior Iditarod, you have to be really strong mentally. So I just have to find any way that I can strengthen me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
How do you gain the trust and the rapport with the dogs and ensuring that they trust you and follow you?
Most of my dogs that I run, I've had for quite a while. Hmm. So I just have to use the time that I'm with them. And I have to just do everything to spend time with them, to feed them, to play with them, to show them that they can trust me. So then I can also trust them.
Morgan, how have you trained for the Junior Iditarod?
Yeah, I live in Wisconsin full time, and we have our own kennel of 30 dogs at our house. So I'm training with these dogs from fall, or we start training in fall, and then we train all fall and all winter for races down in the lower 48. And then Ryan Reddington, who was the 2023 Iditarod champion, he had his dogs on our property when he lives part-time in Wisconsin. So I was able to train with Ryan every single day, along with training my own team. So I was able to get very close with Ryan's dogs, and Ryan's team is the team that I used in Junior Iditarod. So it's a very high class team, and I was able to get really close with the dogs, and they were able to get really close to me. So I built very good relationships with both my own team and Ryan's team. And like McKenna said, Junior Iditarod is a very mentally straining race.
Mm.
You deal with sleep deprivation and just exhaustion, and you're out on the trail for 26 to 30 hours or even longer sometimes, and you hardly get any sleep along with the winter conditions. I know it was 15 or so below when we were heading back from the halfway point. So if you're not properly prepared for the pain and the mental struggle, so to say, of the race that can be very difficult to get through.
We're talking about sled dog racing with two Wisconsin teens who recently completed the Junior Iditarod. McKenna Vanderhoof is here, Morgan Martins, and race organizer Emily Kroll. Emily, you know, just the amount of equipment and the dogs and their needs, how do these teens, how can they do it? Do they fundraise? Do they find sponsorships in order to do the sport?
Yeah, so each team, it kind of is up to them how they're able to fund themselves. Different kennels, some are a bit more homegrown. It's a family-owned operation where it's funded through smaller partnerships, whether it's local businesses or just family itself. Some are actual Iditarod kennels, so they have a little bit more of the larger sponsorships. And then kind of on our side of things, we are a nonprofit. So everything we do, it's when we're not in the active part of getting ready to put on the race, there's so much sponsorship and fundraising going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. In our final moments together, how do you feel about the future of this sport amid climate change?
You know, in general, I've seen kind of some ups and downs over the years. We've had as low as 7 participants, and that wasn't too long ago, and there was definitely some nerves behind it. Things seemed a little bit more bleak, but in recent years, it's definitely been growing for us. This year we had 21 participants, and I just see it getting better from here. It's super exciting to see different teams come out of the woodwork and just watch them grow.
Well, thank you all for joining us. That is Emily Kroll, board member of the Junior Iditarod Sled Dog Race, McKenna Vanderhoof, a dual resident of Wisconsin and Alaska, a junior at Shell Lake High School, and Morgan Martins from Brule, Wisconsin, a junior at Northwestern High School. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.